All right, Monsters, you know how we go. It's a fantastic Friday. We are opening a brand new month, and it's a celebration of films, and it's always great to have her. This is actually her first time on the show, but I do see her a lot, and we got a couple of conversation going, but it's great to catch up with the ladies and gentlemen. She does have a movie out. It's going to be something new, something exciting with dating apps or a virtual dating studio. We'll get to know and catch up with Jasmine Curtis-Smith. Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, right, dude. It's like a all out of some sort, but not really dating per se. Pero there is that mixed in feelings na dapat hindi nararamdaman in the story that I'm in and for my new film. So it's really interesting because it uses new tech and lalo na kaka-launch lang nung mga ano yan? What do you call
them? The Apple Vision.
Yeah, that's right. See, I have the old, not the Apple one, the Meta one, the Quest. The Quest one.
So you have that now with you?
Yeah, I have the Oculus. I have it here, but I haven't used it in a long time, and it's pretty cool because that's kind of like what this thing does in our movie. It projects this image of a person, and then they could be like a boy next door or like a businessman or whoever in there. They have like a catalog pa. Oh, diba?
Oh, galing. I mean, the idea of this, it seems very vast. You know what I mean? Who was the director of the film?
This is directed by Jason Paul Laksamana. Huh. And he also wrote it. So it's very interesting kasi people have been using the word sci-fi, but I wouldn't call it necessarily sci-fi. It just uses advanced technology, and it's virtual reality, as we call it nowadays. So yeah, super interesting.
And for these films, I mean, when you're working on this, was there any movie that you were checking out? Did you watch Demolition Man? Because I think that's very in line with what Demolition Man is, a 90s movie by Sylvester Stallone and Sarah Bullock.
What happened?
Oh, they're from the future. He got frozen, and then he had to, like, there was Wesley Snipes who plays Simon Phoenix, and he had to go after him in the future, which is pretty trippy because it was made in the 90s, but the way they predicted everything, like the Teslas, the cars, it's spot on.
Wala naman akong pinanood specifically, actually. It was really my own experience with how this whole VR thing works. And then also, I guess, ano kasi siya eh? The character dwells on a relationship problem. That's why she goes there. So, parang I tried to think of how some people in relationships really struggle with communication, no? And they find comfort in other ways when they need to talk about something difficult and they can't address it in their own relationship. So parang inisip ko, may ganun ba akong relationship? Yun na lang yung preparation ko. Inisip ko na lang, do I have relationships like that where I struggle to address problems? And, you know, we all do.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So, yun, mas ganun.
Is it safe to say that in every project that you do, there's always that one takeaway? Like this one. Ano yung takeaway mo na para bang may natutunan ka as a life lesson that you're applying?
So for this one kasi, she's a married woman and parang nung nagpakasal lang siya, doon niya lang niya nakilala yung husband niya. And for this, you know, syempre, I'm in a long-term relationship and I'm so glad that I got to know Jeff and I got to, you know, actually spend a lot of time with him, his family, his friends, and really, really figure out who he is as a person and if he's the type of person I'm willing to spend the last 8 years with and more. So, you know, yun ang pinaka-key takeaway ko. And I'm so glad that compared to this character, ako, I'm sure. And ito kasi, tsaka lang nung nag-tie the knot na sila, tsaka lang siya nagka-roon ng, oh my gosh, I should have I should have been more communicative before getting married about my mga tolerables and non-negotiable.
Yeah, non-negotiable. I mean, nowadays, especially, you've probably seen it online. You're reading it left and right. Medyo may stages ang show business, eh, no? It could be like, ah, sila na ba talaga? And then pag naging engaged, congratulations. Biglang everybody zooming into photos, checking out engagement rings. Oh, but hindi niya na support. Oh, yeah, wala, wala. Oh, yeah. And then now they ask, oh, sila pa ba? Then nagka-break, di ba? It's a cycle. You know, pag nawala, nag-abroad, ay, baka nabuntis. Now, yeah. For you, it seems like you don't succumb to the pressure. I mean, you've been in a long-term relationship, and I like the way you guys handle it, very low-key. You know what I mean? But, of course, the press will ask the question. So, what's the secret behind it?
I think keeping it low-key talaga. That, and keeping your problems to yourselves. Kasi kayo lang naman makaka-resolve nun. And not putting the pressure on letting everyone into the relationship. Because when you do, I think just certain things start popping in your head, or, you know, you need to figure out what you really want and if this is the person talaga. Yun lang siguro, swerte kami ni Jeff. Swerte lang kami. Swerte kami. We found each other early. And I'm calling it na rin na we're swerte kami rin to till the end. So, you know.
I think that's a blessing. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, is he into show business? I know he did some commercials in the early years.
He did. Yeah. He used to like model, be like some campus cutie, whatever. Pero hindi rin eh. It's not his thing. So I think that helps also because we have our own limelights in our own careers. So we're not so, what do you call it? Hindi namin kailangan i-half yung time namin in our own industries for each other. We can really focus on ourselves in our own careers and then focus on each other when we're at home or when we're spending time with each other wherever we are. So that's really ano eh, crucial eh, diba? The time together as well. So
are you guys together every day? You guys spend a lot of time every day, or is it more of like every weekend, you know, you do your thing, he does his thing, then when you
see? Yeah, it's a lot of he does his thing in La Union, in Region 1, and then maybe he'll come down here for a week and he'll spend it with me. He'll help me out because I need all the help. I'm alone also. So, you know, he'll spend it with me. He'll help me out with a few things with the pets. But, you know, he's so busy, to be honest. And it's his season as well to be busy. So I give it to him now. I try to not take him away as well as much as I can from his work.
It's a premier summer capital. You know what I mean? Everybody going to go there, especially this Holy Week. So I'm guessing he's really, really busy. You know? For those that are watching us and listening, we have Jasmine Curtis-Smith. She is here hanging out with us, so just talking life. And of course, her new movie, relationship wise. You have any advice for like the couples out there, showbiz couples that are going through something?
Keep it to yourselves and try not to compare to other couples online or on social media. Kasi, wala, you have your own journey. And, you know, if you can figure out whether you're meant to keep on resolving things together and working it out until you find your perfect harmony, or if you should split, then you know, keep it quiet, keep it to yourself. Gulatin niyo sila sa next moves ninyo, diba? Gulatin niyo na lang ganun.
Kasi kung every step updated lahat, para bang sometimes it gets jinxed, right?
Yung mga parinig, yun yung mga like ng ganitong post. Yeah. Quotes or reposts in the stories, yung mga ganon. Parang, I mean, sometimes wala lang. We just like the way a poem sounds or a quote sounds. But then, sometimes it's also, syempre, alam ng tao may pinagdadaanan kayo because you're so public. But, you know, you have to calculate then when to share things you like. Because, I mean, it might get bigger than what it is really. And if you get bothered by what people say, then be wary. But if you're not, edi bahala ka na. Ikaw na yan. Social media mo yan. Hindi ako makikailan.
Kebs lang. Do whatever you please. Was there an advice from your sister that up to this day you use when you're entering show business? you know, when you're doing your first shows and you're entering?
It was always learn the art of deadma. And I think she was very, very vocal with that phrase. Baka nga sa kanya pa unang na-coin yung term na art of deadma. Pero, ano din eh, it really helps for you to stay focused on what's in front and what you're trying to accomplish for your work. Because, syempre, there's so many people trying to audition and be where we are. So, just try silence all the noise and stay on your path, stay treading, kasi honestly it's all noise, and the only feedback you should be receiving are from people who have been there, done that, and who can give you constructive feedback, whether it hurts you or it you know gets you there faster.
That's what counts, what will help you. That's the main thing, you know. And it was recently her birthday. You know, how was it? How did you guys celebrate? I saw her posting. She went to the Taylor Swift concert. Were you with her?
No, I wasn't. I'm so jealous. She asked me last minute, but I have taping na and then sold out na rin. So even if I didn't have taping, it would have been very difficult. But I'm so happy for her. Like, she even got to perform Taylor Swift medley/number on her show, sa Showtime. So, alam mo yung, she really celebrated it the way she wanted to. And I am so happy for her. I got to surprise her na lang there after not seeing her for almost 3 weeks, I would say, almost na. So, ganun din kasi katagal that we don't see each other, even if we're both just in Metro Manila.
It's the taping schedules. It's being the superstars that you both are. You know what I mean?
Wow, superstars?
Yeah, of course. It's in the family. It's in the family, as they do say, right? But of course, you do have a new movie. Tell us about the movie. Who do you play here?
So I play the role of Glenda. And like I earlier mentioned, there is a VR component, a virtual reality component in this film, wherein Glenda goes to this place to avail of a virtual reality service. She puts on these glasses and she gets to pick what kind of guy she would like to avail of in that session, whether it's a boy next door, businessman, doctor, etc. And they can talk, they can, you know, have drinks together, or they can play board games, whatever it is. But basically, it's where she goes to escape and try to, I guess, vent out her feelings about her true experience in her relation, in her current relationship. And I play opposite here Jerome Ponce and Diego Loizaga. This is produced by Viva Films and directed by JP Laksamana. So we will be premiering on March 4 at SM Mega Mall Cinema 2 at 6 p.m. But as I think we go on out in cinemas on March 6. So very, very exciting. It's so near na. As in 1 week na lang yata.
Are you nervous? You're going to go red carpet? Is this post-pandemic red carpet?
Yeah.
Right? So this is... Right. People are out in cinemas. I mean, Metro Manila Film Fest sobrang successful, so people are out in cinemas and watching.
Madami kami dun sa success mga recent ano, films natin.
How was it working with Diego and Jerome Ponce?
Oh, you know those two guys, so pleasant, no problem whatsoever. Diego, I didn't get to see so much on the set, but I won't say why just yet kasi might give away the story and how our characters relate here, no? But kasi ang ano niya, ang character niya in the trailer here is that he's who I see when I put on the virtual reality glasses. Mm-hmm. But behind all that is Jerome Ponce attached with all these, you know how they film like Avatar and all that, and they do those motion sensor, they put it on the actors.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Jerome Ponce has that on him in the trailer, and basically he's the one trying to embody Diego Loizaga and act like Diego Loizaga. So
that's
Diego Loizaga. So that's, I mean, I won't say bakit hindi kung and kung ano yung relationship, but sorry, that was my phone. But very easy to work with, pleasant guys, and honestly, funny. Pareho silang may good sense of humor. Yun yung na-enjoy ko from them.
A fellow Aussie pa yung isa. So the energy, the Aussie energy is there, right?
Natural, dude. It was natural. And yeah, plus also his mom and his tita. I actually am very good friends with both of them. Gusto mo yung sila pa yung friends ko, not Diego.
But yeah, it's ladies who hang together. That's what it is, right?
We stick together. That's right.
So we're going to watch a trailer. Of course, the movie will be out March 4th, ladies and gentlemen. Do check us out. We have Jasmine Curtis-Smith live with us. What a beautiful movie. I mean, mukhang maraming iyakan. Galing mo na mag-Tagalog, ha? Galing, ha?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, you know, how did you improve on that, you know?
You know, surprisingly, people think I have the same accent as ate na nababaluktot din talaga ako. I'm just very, ano talaga, first language English, pero when I learned Tagalog, because I did grade school here, in the Philippines before moving back to Australia for high school. So I was always on the streets of Barangka Drive and Mandaluyong. And dude, I was really talagang Tagalog kung Tagalog. Kala mo, one street kids ako, ganon. So it's a surprise to many, but that's why mas maano, mas matatas ang pagtatagalog ko, di ba?
Galing. But the other way, I mean, you had all the, I mean, you have what it takes to take on the full drama roles. And this is an exciting film that everybody's going to go check out. But, you know, for you, Jasmine, have you ever thought of going international? You know, that's what, you know, as Liza went off there and doing Hollywood, is that something that ever crossed your mind?
I think it's always something that actors here always dream of, especially now that we've seen Liza, no, being able to tread that and cross that bridge, and she's actually done a film in Hollywood, and it's not an indie film in Hollywood. I mean, I'm not sure what they classify it as, to be honest. I just don't want to make any claims, but now that she's done it, I think, yeah, of course, you know, that would be a dream come true as well. Even if it was just regional here in Southeast Asia, I think that would even be something to be aspiring for me. Kasi iba din to be co-working with international productions, iba din yung standards nila, iba din yung expectations nila from your performance. So I want to challenge. I want to bring myself to that challenge, and I want to.
That'd be cool. You know, have adaptation, di ba? Mga tipong Korean adaptation, but then you'll be with a legit production.
Oh my god! Imagine,
diba? That'll be something to look forward to. But invite everybody. The film's gonna come out March 4th. Once again.
Yes, everyone. Please come to our. Please come to our premiere happening on March 4th. 6 p.m. Cinema 2 of SM Mega Mall. This movie, A Glimpse of Forever, will be premiering on March 4, but out in cinemas on March 6 na yan. So mark your calendars. Thank you very much.
Jasmine Curtis-Smith joins us. You know, here on the show, we do have some random fun questions just before we let you go, because I know you got a busy schedule ahead. Plans for the summer. Summer is just around the corner. Is there something that you're preparing for?
I'm probably going to be in La Union, and at the same time, I will be still working on my teleserye, which is Asao ng Asao Ko, kasi we are doing well. So I'm expecting we will be extending. So fingers crossed.
When you're not working, what is it that you enjoy doing?
Going to La Union, spending the time with my dogs, and catching up with friends as much as I can. Kasi pag may work, I tend to bail on plans all the time and be a ghost. So, kapag walang work,
then chill. Go-to spot in La Union. What's your favorite joint there? And what do you usually eat?
If you haven't gone to this place yet, try the Lark Inn. It's by the municipio and the parang garden ng San Juan. Public garden, and it's so beautiful because it's a restored old home, and it has interior design that looks like it's from like the 70s, and it's really, really hippie chic. So they've got the best spaghetti meatballs or spaghetti bolognese pasta there. So, so good. As in, try nyo. Pero if you're looking for good, like, affordable meals, okay din talaga yung mga side street na lechong manok sa La Union. As in, any of those, hanapin nyo. Ang sarap talaga with the rice and the soy sauce and the calamansi. Oh my God, I'm craving.
Makita kita nagkakamay sa La Union, ha?
Magugulat ka lang.
Ask me something. And also, of course, for you, I mean, other than the traveling stuff, I know you got, you know, pretty interesting Instagram feed. You have any tips for those who want to get a nice Instagram feed like you?
Just keep shooting and taking photos and practicing. Kasi ako din, I just keep doing that until I keep improving and keep making something that looks good and is up to my standards of quality. Always remember, it's up to your standards because it's your page. So don't lose your own flavor, but develop your own, make your own, diba?
All right, and last question. Which era of Jasmine Curtis Smith are we on now?
Oh my gosh, you're in the dramatic era of Jasmine right now. As in, iiyak lang ako at mananampal ng TV. Iiyak lang ako sa mga pelikula ko. And will make you feel all sorts of things with family, with friends, with romantic partners. As in, I'm in that era. I'm in my actress era. So, I hope ako na ang susunod kay Liza. Yes!
Yeah! And you get that Oscar, you get that award, manifesting it, what will be your speech?
My speech will be, first of all, I'd like to thank Monster RX 93.1 and Rico for allowing me to manifest this dream. And second of all, thank you, Philippines, because this is where it all began. And look where we are now.
Oh. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much for taking time. Hope next time you'll be here live with us in studio. Be hanging out and all of that. Right? You have a great one, okay? And congratulations on the movie. This is very, very exciting. We should be out March 4th. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Jasmine Curtis Smith. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Igor.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. What a way to start off a brand new month here on The Monster. Once again, do catch the film. My name is Rico Robles. On behalf of Kayla Rivera, this has been another Monster exclusive interview.